Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm very happy to give you meditation instruction. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes as per usual, unless you don't know what usual is, because this is your first time, and if so, a very warm welcome. And we're going to start right now. So please take your seat, get settled. You can sit on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, but it's also fine to sit in a chair. And if you do, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as we get settled, I want to remind you or tell you, if you haven't heard it before, a very simple definition of what meditation is. And then we're going to jump right into the practice. So there are a lot of ideas about what meditation is. It's a path to bliss. It's a way to lower your blood pressure. It's a way to just feel less stressed out. And okay, maybe all those things are true. But for our purposes, here is what meditation is about. It is about the placement of attention. And what that means is, usually our attention is wrapped up in our thoughts, or we get a phone call and our attention goes to that, or we get worried about something and our attention goes to that, or, the television turns on and our attention goes to that, and our attention is being sort of commandeered all day long, it can feel like. And meditation practice is sort of the practice of saying, hold on, it doesn't have to be that way. I'm going to cultivate the ability to place my attention where I would like it to go, so that when I want to do something like write a short story, for example, and I start thinking, what do I have to say? I'm not a writer. You can actually bring your attention back to it. Or if you just want to relax on the couch on a Sunday with a book, and you start to do that and your mind goes, wait, you have a lot of things to do. You can actually bring your attention back to what you want to do, which in this case is relax. It's a very, very valuable skill. And here is all that you have to know, because it's not a matter of willpower. And here's what is meant by attention. And if you've been practicing with me, you may have heard this before, but please hear it again. If I ask you to place your attention on your left elbow, you can. You just notice your left elbow. You don't have to touch it. You don't have to look at it. Just remember that it's there. Place your attention on it. Feel your elbow. Notice your elbow. I'm sure you can do that. And now, place your attention on your right forefinger. You don't have to move, you don't have to look, just notice your forefinger. Now move it back to your left elbow. Now put it back on your right forefinger. So something moves between those two points, and that something is your attention. And that is the precious commodity in our world and basically, period, because he or she who can place that at will and then hold it there has the secret sauce. That's the secret to absorption. It's the secret to discipline. It's the secret to creativity. It's the secret to ease. It's the ability to work with that. Notice where it is and place it where you want, move it from here to there, and so on. So in meditation practice, we place that from the elbow to the finger on the breath. And when it strays, you come back. So we're practicing placement of attention. And don't take my word for it, because we're going to try it right now. So here we go. So begin your practice by just noticing your body, feeling what it feels like to be you in this body right now. There may be some parts that feel uncomfortable, some parts that feel normal, some parts that feel good. All of it's completely excellent. Just take stock, as it were. And the meditation posture is basically about sitting up straight, But not like stiff, like someone just yelled at you for slumping. It's more like because you have touched your own elegance, there's a natural kind of uplifting of the body. And at the same time, a rooting down of the lower body because you're not afraid to be here and proclaim your elegance at the same time. The hands are palms down, just resting on the thighs, just above the knees, or somewhere that feels easy and comfortable to you. And the shoulders are relaxed, like you had just been carrying someone on your shoulders and someone else came on and just lifted them off. And yeah, this cool air, release of the shoulders. The front body is soft, so really relax your belly, relax your chest, relax your throat. You can afford to let these places be soft and open during your practice. So reclaim your own tenderness, your own vulnerability. Reclaim that through this softening of the front body. The mouth is closed, and the breath comes in and out through the nose. In whatever way you happen to be breathing is fine. Breathing needs no instruction. And in our practice, the eyes remain open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front or 1.5 meters. And it doesn't matter what you're looking at, just let your gaze rest. It's normally ricocheting and pinging and reaching and withdrawing, recoiling. But here, none of that is required. Just let your gaze rest on a particular spot and don't choose what to look at necessarily. Just let the whole visual field in. And if you ever want to relax at any point during the day, do this. Look down, let the whole visual field in. It kind of is calming. The crown of the head reaches up a little bit. And notice that you're breathing. Let your attention ride the breath. You were focused on your elbow and your finger. Now let your attention be absorbed in your breath. That's all you have to do. Let your attention come in on the inhale and let it ride out on the exhale. Let it pause in the little gap that follows the exhale and then watch as it simply begins to come in again on the next inhale, which will happen. You don't have to try. And the next exhale. And again. Your mind continues to make thoughts. Excellent. But our thoughts are not what we're interested in for the next 8 minutes or so. So just let them happen, percolate, blah, 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 no problem. And if you notice that you get absorbed in a particular thought or line of thinking, That is also no problem at all. All you have to do is let go, come back with gentleness, and take a fresh start, riding the breath with your attention. And that's it, that's the whole thing. So we'll sit together. And remember, when in doubt, let go, come back to your breath, and take a fresh start. That is always the instruction. Thank you so much for your practice. I want to close with a mention of an online course that I'm teaching in a few weeks. The information is in the sidebar of the newsletter called Start Here Now. It's a 4-week class that meets on 4 evenings. to go over the basics of meditation, to talk about how to bring the practice to the rest of your life, and how to make your practice a little more consistent, a little more even. So if you have been experiencing any kind of discouragement or uncertainty or feel like you've fallen into a rut with your practice, this might be a great thing, excuse me, for you to explore as a way of sort of, you know, jump-starting or remembering or just getting some kind support for your practice. So I invite you to consider it. Thanks.